Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Joanne Black is our guest, longtime friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, the founder of No More Cold Calling. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her website. Her new book is called Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. Joanne is launching her book on our show today. It's just available right now. Wherever books are sold, I encourage you to check it out. E-version, hardback, the whole thing, right?
That's correct, Tim.
So check it out. Joanne, how do we blend the face-to-face? And when I say face-to-face, folks, I'm including the sound of your voice, so a phone call qualifies. How do you blend face-to-face with social media in sales?
You use social media to do all your research, do every bit of your research. And then the best way, and we know this, Jim, we've talked about it, to actually get the meeting is through a referral introduction. You're on social media, Jim, and you see someone that you really want to talk to, and you see how you're connected. Say you're connected to George.
Mm-hmm.
You don't email George. You don't use the feature on LinkedIn to ask for a referral. You contact George. You have a phone call with George.
Mm-hmm.
You find out if he even knows the person.
Mm-hmm.
You let George know why you want to meet him.
Because you're asking a big favor here. This should be something that the other person realizes that you take very seriously.
Of course. And it also gives you an opportunity to reconnect with that person.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Find out how you can help them. Sales and business is very, very personal. And we can't step back and relinquish that responsibility and expect technology to do our job.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
But there's another thing that happens, folks, and you just be careful, because you can tell this about yourself. Sometimes people hide behind the technology. They use the technology as an excuse. They think by using social media, they think by using technology, sending emails, tweets, whatever they do, they think that qualifies as being busy and being effective. And you know what? It could be that that's the right thing for you to do, but Joanne, it's probably you making excuses. What do you think?
Well, it is an excuse because we don't want to talk to people. We find that sometimes uncomfortable, embarrassing. But you know what? When we're trying to get in and talk to an executive, replace executive with whatever you want, executives don't have meet with salesperson at the top of their list.
Mm-hmm. Not like it used to be. That's exactly right.
That's right. The way we're going to get our meeting is through someone that person trusts introducing us.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires a personal conversation.
A personal conversation. Define personal conversation.
You talk to them. You pick up the phone.
Where they hear your voice.
Or if you're local,
face to face.
Get together.
Yeah.
Coffee, lunch, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because the goal in sales for all of us is to continue to build, nurture, maintain relationships. And the way we do that is through having a conversation, no matter what medium we use.
Do you think that this is something that sales managers are really having issues with right now? Do you feel like that the sales managers, it seems to me like that your book would be a good tool to use for sales managers. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, salespeople in companies that are sending mindless emails and making cold calls aren't deciding to do that on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's telling them to do that, and they're measuring them on that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the message sales managers need to hear. It's mindless activity. Mindless activity does not go to the bottom line.
See, I don't like. I don't like an email sent to me by someone that that where they're introducing themselves to me to do business with me by email. I'm not too crazy about that. I would rather they contact my office and try to if they want to schedule a phone call. That's what I prefer people to do, is schedule a phone call. If I'm interested, I'll schedule the phone call. What do you think?
I think it can happen either way, but the difference is if someone you know says, you should talk to Joanne, then you will take that call. You will respond
right.
to
oh,
that
Oh, no,
email.
No, no, I agree. If I know that, yeah, but if I'm I'm talking about an email that I'm not expecting. Hey, Joanne, give us the website again, please. Tell us where the book's available.
NoMoreColdCalling.com on Amazon and Barnes & Noble Nook.
And the book is called Pick Up the Damn Phone by Joanne S. Black. Hey, Joanne, good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Good day. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.